RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principles. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Look, we have a winter surprise. I was always scheduled to be here. You guys know the deal that I make. I will give you guys all of my winter. I don't care if the Chiefs are in it or not in it. It's football season. We got a lot to react to. We got to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers, who could have had a bye week in week 18. They couldn't generate offense against the Cleveland Browns. We have to talk about maybe the best game of the NFL season between San Francisco and Chicago last night. We got to talk about how, once again, the best quarterback in the NFL can't come up in clutch situations. There's so much to talk about. I was always scheduled to be here. I don't know if Rob is feeling guilty for going behind my back and securing his own 1587 Prime reservation, because I offered him a very fair deal. And I'm just sitting around minding my own business. That's what I'm doing. I'm at home minding my own business. I'm scrolling on the social media trying to catch up. And I see Rob and his lovely wife at 1587. That's not the reservation that I help secure. So we got to find out. We got to get to the bottom of it to figure out who Rob's talking to, who Rob knows, how Rob was able to secure this, because I think one of you set me up. I already don't trust Rob. He's already shown himself to not be trustworthy. There was a Kansas fan that felt bad for Rob not saying M-I-Z, and I think went behind my back and helped secure him a reservation. We'll find out the true story at some point in today's show. So I'm here. Rob has decided to finally come back into work. He's going to do these next 2 days. I'm going to do the next 2 days. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and then everybody will be back on Monday at the station. We appreciate you guys listening and making us a part of your day. Before we move forward, I got to remind you guys of a couple of things. You know what? You guys have been so great to me. You don't got to tell anybody to listen to the show this week. Take the week off. This is the most unproductive week of the year. Take the week off from telling anybody about the show. Have a happy holidays and be sure to go stop by and see our friends at the other place. That's all I need you to do this week. I appreciate you guys listening. So I have noticed something, and I'm curious if you guys have noticed this. 913-586-7965. I would say the conversation with the Royals and Chiefs has really shifted over the last 4 or 5 days or so. Initially, when we find out the report that the Chiefs are moving to Kansas, I would say that there was celebration on one side. There was then a lot of anger on the Missouri side. We talked a lot about that last week. I started to notice a shift this weekend. A lot of people really started to dig deep on the finances of the Kansas deal and came back, and I thought had pretty negative reviews. I've seen a lot of people say that this is the worst deal that we have ever seen an NFL team. All of those things. Now, we don't have to get into the nitty-gritty. I'm not here to give you a cliff notes on the 33-page term sheet if you want to read it. There is no question that the Chiefs got over on the state of Kansas. I think you can say that objectively. I'm not saying that as a Missouri person. I'm not reading that as somebody who's salty that the stadium is on the other side of state line. Just reading the terms of the deal. It is clear that the Chiefs had a lot of leverage in that situation and use the leverage to find one of the best deals that any American sports team has when it comes to financing their stadium. But I remember we had this conversation back when the vote was happening. And one of the major reasons I told you guys why I voted yes back in April of 2024 is this is just how America is set up. And there was a lot of people, man, angry. No, we shouldn't have to pay for this. The billionaires have to pay for their own stadium. I don't really think anybody disagrees with that. Sometimes I feel like now in our political climate, people love to stand on soapboxes and argue things that no one is on the other side of. There is not a person who makes $60,000 a year with a wife and a kids and mortgage and all these things that is excited about some of their money directly going into the pocket of Clark Hunt to pay for the stadium. No one is like, man, sign me up for this. No one is excited about that. No one thinks that's the way that it should be structured. That's just the way that it is structured. We have a saying on our show. Rob and I talk about this off the air all the time. Sometimes I get mad about stuff, and Rob will remind me, Carrington, you can argue about the way you think it should be, or we can just deal with how it is. Yeah, you think the Chiefs should do this, or no, whatever it is. Just because you think it should be that way, that's not how it is. So now it is our job to figure out a way to deal with the circumstances that we have. And what I think is a little bit hypocritical from people is, I don't think you can mock Kansas City for not coming up with the money to help pay for the stadium. I don't think you can mock St. Louis for losing an NFL team two separate times and then also be mad at Kansas for gaining an NFL team. This was always the deal that you were going to have to take. Do you guys remember a couple of weeks ago when I asked the question, does New Orleans love the Royals more than we do? How the mayor of Leawood, Kansas can come out and say we don't want a stadium when downtown New Orleans would happily take the Royals, or downtown Nashville has been trying to get a baseball team for the last decade or so? There are cities that would love to have what you have. And we have seen over the last 25 years what the alternative is. If you don't give the professional sports team what they are asking for, then they move. So we can absolutely argue about what the cover charge is. And if you think the cover is fair, that is a worthwhile conversation that I am happy to have and I will have with anybody. 913-586-7965. We could complain about the way that America should be set up. Yes, in an idealistic society, the billionaire team that gets 100% of the profits that owns the stadium, they would be the one that pay for their own building. That's not the way that it's set up. And if you push back at that system and think that you are radically fighting some power, the team just moves. Ask Oakland now if they regret their decision. I wish we could go to Oakland, California and go around and ask people, who voted no on a stadium proposal four separate times, now to watch one of their teams go across the bay to San Francisco, and now they are completely priced out of being able to watch their own basketball team, or now have seen their team move from Oakland, California to Las Vegas, Nevada. I wonder if they think, you know what, man, maybe we should have taken this more seriously. This was the cost of keeping the Chiefs in the area. It was very simple. This was the cost of keeping the Chiefs in the area. So everybody can be mad. And yes, in an ideal world, I wish that the $1.8 billion or more that Kansas is about to give the Kansas City Chiefs, I wish it was to poor kids, sick kids, new roads, new hospitals. I wish that America was designated that way. I wish it was that way. That's not the way that it is. I'm sorry. It stinks that it's not that way. It really does. I really wish we had a better system and a better way to help pay for these stadiums. But this is the deal that America has made with professional sports if you want to have a team. And if you don't want to have an NFL team, then that's fine. You'll be Omaha then. That's what you'll be. You'll be Omaha. What did Mario call him? Omaha Jr.? That's what you'll be. You'll be Omaha. And it might be fair or unfair, but how we feel about American cities, for the most part, is largely tied into, A, how tourist-friendly it is, or how many professional sports teams that they have. How many great American cities would you say don't have professional sports teams? You're going to really, really struggle. Or it's going to be a place like Austin that's the state capital of Texas. It's one of those kinds of places. This is the deal that you have to make if you want an NFL team. If you want to go to the coolest party, and the coolest party in America is having an NFL team, and you want it to be 20, 25 minutes from where you live, you got to chip in a little bit. And you got to make some financial sacrifices in order to do it. So yeah, the big, bad, evil football company got over on the poor state of Kansas. Look at the benefits. One day you will have the opportunity to host the Super Bowl. One day you'll have the opportunity to drive down the street and go to WrestleMania. One day you'll have the opportunity, hopefully not, to watch Kansas play in a Final Four in a brand new Kansas-built stadium. That's the cost of things. That's what it is. That's the exchange of goods and services. I really wish that it was set up very differently. And I know I'm not even reading the text line. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Eat the rich. We hate billionaires. Okay, yeah. Then I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. I don't know what to tell you. That's just the way that it is. That's why I voted yes. You will never get out from under this tax. Now people desperately want the Royals to have a downtown stadium. Where do you think the money is coming from to pay for the downtown stadium? It comes from us. We help pay for these things. I don't like the system either. I wish I was a shareholder. I shared in the profits of the stadium. That's just not the way that it works. If you want the Chiefs to stay in the region, this is what it costs. And I think a lot of people are happy to pay the cost. So yes, if some of your sales tax has to go towards keeping the Kansas City Chiefs and keeping something in your town, in your region that you absolutely love, then sign me up. I'll help pay for it. I'll help pay for the streetcar. I'll help pay for the zoo. I'll help pay for Union Station. I'll help pay for the airport, because that's what makes us a major city. And one of the reasons why Kansas City is a major international city is because we have a professional baseball team and a professional football team. And that's what separates us from a bunch of other cities in the United States. Coming up on the other side, I went to the Chiefs game on Thursday. Rob, I went from never going to a game after COVID. I went to two Chiefs games this year. I mean, I might be their biggest fan. Might start calling me X Factor now. I might be Red Wolf. I might be that one guy that looks like he's from Friends that wears the jacket every single game. I might be him now. I might be the Chiefs' biggest fan. I want to tell you guys about my experience going on Thursday. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive, brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, I went to the Chiefs game on Thursday. I was telling Spectres, like, nobody wants to hear your thoughts on the Chiefs game. That was days ago. I'm here, so let's talk about it. I mean, what else we got to do? We don't got much else to do over the next couple of days while we're here. I do want to go back, and I want to read a couple of texts. So this is how we open the show if you're just tuning in. I think the tide is turning. Rob, when you weren't here last week, it was a lot of frustration. Man, Clark took the money. Clark hates nostalgia. This was the house that his dad built. It was a lot of that. It was a lot of Missouri complaining last week. If I got to be honest with you, a lot of Missouri complaining. Over the last couple of days on social media, I've seen a shift. The shift I've seen is a lot of people are mad at Kansas for the deal that they accepted with the Kansas City Chiefs. And my stance, just like it was for the 3/8 cent sales tax, and Rob, you were here, is this is the way that America is set up. So you can be mad and say that it's unfair, but if you want a professional sports team in your region, this is what it takes. This is what it costs. Somebody else said, text line 913-586-7965. CDOT will never be free with your thinking. We'll have football, though. We'll have baseball with my thinking. You're right. We're not going to be free. But that's the way that this is set up. This is what it costs for your hobby. If sports is your hobby and something that you care about and something that you invest a lot of time and energy and effort and money and resources and going out there, this is how much it costs to continue to keep your hobby. So that's a price that I'm willing to pay. I'm happy to pay the 3/8 cent sales tax to somebody that lives in Jackson County to help maintain the stadium because I want the sports teams there. So you're right. We will never be free with this thinking. We'll have tailgating with my thinking, though. We'll have opening day with my thinking, though. We'll have the World Series and parades with my thinking. How do we think this stuff gets paid for? We help pay for this stuff. Someone on the text line said this, CDOT, I think the Kansas politicians sold Kansas out in favor of personal gain. Was it really necessary to give pure control and ownership of the profits? There was no way that Kansas could leverage any of the profits. I'm not saying Kansas shouldn't get the Chiefs, but I'm saying the politicians should have done better to make sure to get something back to the citizens of Kansas. What is your leverage if you're Kansas? This is the analogy. Whoever you think is the most beautiful woman that you have ever seen, that's who the Chiefs are in this scenario. If that person comes up to you, what leverage do you think you have when that other person has options? That person has options. The Chiefs could just leave. The Chiefs don't need Wyandotte County or Jackson County. They're one of the more profitable organizations in American sports. Tomorrow, if the Chiefs just communicated that they were ready to move, like we've seen other teams move, they could. So what leverage do we think Kansas has in this scenario, especially when you're the other side is being played against you? At some point, it's how badly do you want to win? And we saw how badly Kansas wants to win. So to me, what you gain if you're the citizens of Kansas is you got an NFL team. Some people, I don't know how many people, I don't have the numbers. Some people are going to live in Johnson County and Wyandotte County for one simple reason. The Chiefs are there. When they draft a new player, Rob, it's pretty common for people to try to live pretty close to where they work. If you get drafted by the Chiefs in 2034, I don't really think it makes a lot of sense for you to live in Blue Springs. I don't feel really, it doesn't make a lot of sense for you to live in Lee's Summit. It used to make sense for you to live in Lee's Summit and Blue Springs. It doesn't really make sense for you in 2034 to be able to do that. No, I want to work and live in a very, that wasn't the situation before. So we're asking this, what did Kansas gain? A lot. People that come in from out of town that used to stay on the Missouri side because they were going to the games, they're now going to stay in Kansas because of it. People that wouldn't have gone to that restaurant or wouldn't have gone to that bar because the football team wasn't there are now going to go over there and buy things and spend money over there that weren't doing that before. That's why you build these attractions. That's what Kansas got in the deal. They got visibility. They get the Chiefs. I can't think of a better welcome to Kansas sign than that. What better welcome sign do you have other than come over here and come to the Kansas Speedway? Come over here and go to maybe the most iconic venue in college basketball. All of the cool stuff in Kansas is related to sports. Why else am I going over there? What else are people from out of town coming to Kansas to do? They're going to the Oz Museum in Wamego? No, they're going to K-State games. They're going to KU games. They're going to the Chiefs or NASCAR. What are we doing here? So that's what Kansas got. They got one of the coolest things that you can have. It's not like there's an unlimited amount of NFL teams. There's 32. How many stadiums is that, Rob, in the league? 30? Because a couple teams share stadiums, right? SoFi shares a stadium. MetLife shares a stadium. There's, what, 30 NFL stadiums in the world? And now Wyandotte County is about to have one of them? That's what you got. What reason did Tony Romo ever have to go over there? You think Jim Nance has ever been over there before? No, never. Not once. We asked him. All the places he named, Rob, where were they? They're in Missouri, weren't they? Savoy Grill, Loose Park. Jim Nance loves the Kansas City, Missouri. He might not ever come back. We might not ever have a Jim Nance. 2032, he's not going to Savoy Grill. It's too far away. He's got to find new places to eat. That's what Kansas got in this deal. They got the Chiefs is what they got. They got the Chiefs. Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, are you going to blast the dummies criticizing Mahomes for being on a suite instead of the sidelines? I don't want my QB1 in the crossfire of rogue sideline play. Bro, if you're mad about Patrick Mahomes for sitting in the suite during the Chiefs game, then you're just mad at everything now at this point. I didn't even think about it. Where else was he going to be? Where else was he going to be? He tore his ACL. He's on the injured reserve list. What else do we think he's going to be doing during the game? We thought he was going to be standing up on the sideline or on the bench encouraging guys. I can't even. That was a thing people were complaining about. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention, but I can't imagine being mad at that. I didn't see a lot of people mad for Patrick Mahomes for sitting in the stands. He was exactly where I wanted him to be. Actually, I wrote down in my notes, I keep like running notes of questions to ask him. What was it like to watch the Chiefs game as a fan? He watched the game like he was Taylor Swift. He watched the game like he was Jackson Mahomes. I'm curious what his experience was like. I want to know if he went tailgating. But no, I'm sit up there for the rest of the season. You don't need to be down there. I was surprised you were at the game. I thought you were going to be in Dallas or spending time with your family. That's what I thought you were going to be doing. No, I don't care that Patrick Mahomes was in the stands during a game in which he was ineligible to play for and physically not healthy enough to play. I think that was the right place for him to be. I know that I am in the minority when it comes to this topic. I know it, and that's perfectly fine. I do not care where the Chiefs draft. I don't care. I don't have it in me to care. I know starting Monday, I'm going to have to read every single person's mock drafts for the next 4 months, and I'm not really excited about it. Everybody and their mom is going to go on, you know, that little Pro Football Focus mock draft sheet, Rob. We got to see your draft grades and your fictional trades. I don't care where the Chiefs select. I don't care if the Chiefs win or lose in Sunday in Las Vegas. I really don't. Now, you don't have to text in, well, how can you not care? It's better. Oh, yes, but I know how the draft works. Yes, it is better for the Chiefs to lose the game. The more you lose, it incentivizes you to have a better selection in the NFL draft. Ultimately, draft a player that can help you. It's not like the difference in this is if you pick ninth, you're guaranteed to get a Hall of Famer. And if you pick 12th, you get a bum that can't play in the league. That's not the way the draft works. You can move up. You can move down. You can miss with the top 10 pick. You can hit a home run with the 12th overall pick. I don't have it in me to argue about this. I don't have it in me to go on NFL.com and look at who needs to win and who needs to lose and what tiebreakers they need to get the, I don't know. I think what we do know is the Chiefs are going to select somewhere between 9 and 13. And if they lose this game, they guarantee themselves the top 10 pick. So, yeah, sure. If they lose, fine. Great. But I'm sitting there on Thursday. I went to the game. The ticket fairy came through. And I was like, sure, you know what? I was feeling kind of nostalgic about Arrowhead. I imagine many of you felt that way the last couple of days with all the news, realizing that even though you got 5 years, time flies. You don't know how many more experiences you have going out there to Arrowhead Stadium. You don't know. Tomorrow ain't promised. So I was like, you know what? Let me go to the game. Me and one of my really good friends, we went out there. The ticket fairy came through. Rob, I had the gold parking too, so I got to park right in the front. I was like, you know what? I'll go to the game. It was warm outside. You know me. I don't do cold weather, but it was warm. I sat outside on Christmas Day to watch the game. Had a great time at the game. So again, I understand that I'm in the minority in I wanted to see the Chiefs win. I'm here. We're playing the game. We might as well. Hello. You play to win the game. It is 4th and 2, and it is tied 13-13. You guys, maybe you didn't watch the game, and that's perfectly fine. Maybe you were out decking the halls with boughs of holly. I don't know what you were doing on Christmas night. I was watching the Chiefs game. I was there. Rob, it's 4th and 2. It's 13-13. Denver is in field goal range. Everybody in that entire stadium knows that Denver is not going to run a play. Denver is trying to get the Kansas City Chiefs to go offsides. Everybody knows this. So, armed with that information, what do? Stand there. They're not going to run a play. There's no benefit for them to run a play. They're only doing this to try to get you to mess up. Well, what do you know? Rob, do you know who messed up? I don't know if you were watching the game. We didn't even talk about it before. Do you know who messed up? Do you know who got the onside penalty? It was Chris Jones. Now, again, I can live with me being the only person that's mad about this. How the Chiefs lost on Christmas night is how they lost every game this season. They had a chance to win. One part of their team failed them, and I understand why it failed them. You ain't winning a whole lot of games with the quarterback that they have right now. You got a quarterback that can't throw the ball downfield. You got an offense that can't run the football. You don't have your starting quarterback. You don't have your number one wide receiver. I get it, right? I'm not here being too critical of the offense. That's not a good football team that's currently the Chiefs are fielding right now. They're wasting everybody's time fielding this third quarter of the final preseason roster that is playing in these games. So I'm not too mad at the offense. But the Chiefs, I thought, played hard. I thought the Chiefs competed. And Rob, in the most critical moment of the game, Chris Jones, how? And then in typical Chiefs fashion, one of their superstars makes a mistake and then goes in the press conference and then goes into the I gotta be better mode. Bro, you're almost 30. Why do we keep having these same conversations with Chris Jones? How do you go off sides in the one scenario which you can't? That's the one thing you can't do. It was so 2025 Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe the Chiefs would have lost the game anyway. I don't know. But you didn't even give your team a chance when you committed that penalty. We all knew the Chiefs offense wasn't going down the field and scoring in that scenario. There was no reason to think the Chiefs offense was going. They haven't put a drive together with that kid at starting quarterback. They don't have the pieces to put drives together. If their drive doesn't start absolutely handed to them on the 30-yard line because of a turnover, the Chiefs cannot score right now. But you had a chance to at least get in field goal range. You got in field goal range. And what do you know? Just Chris Jones, a penalty, it kills you there. So, Rob, I know. It's better for the Chiefs to lose. They should lose. There's no benefit in winning these games. I'm just always going to be the believer. If we're out here and they're keeping score, man, you might as well try. If we're going to do this for Travis Kelce and potentially his last home game, if you got Chris Jones out there, if you got Xavier Worthy, if you got guys that are a part of something, that have won championships, that have helped you do something, man, I'm at least try to win. And they had an opportunity to win until one of their key guys, one of their starters, one of their veteran leaders commits. It honestly might be the worst penalty this year for the Chiefs. I know it comes at a time in which it doesn't have the greatest impact, but to get a penalty on that play in that situation, it's the worst penalty this year for the Chiefs.
I will fully admit I did not watch the fourth quarter of the Chiefs game. Maybe I shouldn't admit that on Sports Talk Radio, but it was Chris Oladokun on Christmas night. I had better things to do with my life on Christmas night. But I think what you just said perfectly is emblematic of the Chiefs season. And I feel like maybe this is just my social media. Maybe this is just the text line before I went on vacation. Maybe it's the sense I was getting among Chiefs fans was that, you know, the season would have gone different. They just need to really improve the X, Y, or Z. Man, the easiest improvement they need to make next season is they need their leaders to be their best players. And I think what you just laid out about Chris Jones being offside, which, by the way, is not the first time he's been offside in a crucial play. Remember the Chargers game before Mahomes got hurt? The Chargers were around midfield, and Chris Jones lined up offside to get the Charger a first down. Just Chris Jones has been doing this. And it's not just him. We can name the other leaders who have let them down. Patrick Mahomes, we all love him. He threw a pick six in the Jags game. It cost him that game, probably. Travis Kelce dropped the ball against the Eagles. Probably cost him that game. I feel like, and we're going to have all of January to do this exercise, when we look back at the autopsy of what went wrong with the Chiefs and how they ended up 6-7 and whatever their record ends up being, I think people are going to point to, hey, lack of running back, offensive line depth was tested, this, that, and the other. And those things are all part of the problem. But you know what the number one symptom is, the biggest problem they have this season, was that in critical moments, the leaders, the players on the billboards, on the posters, the ones that you want to go out to Chiefs Kingdom show and you want to get their autograph. No disrespect to Leo Chenal, but when Chris Jones is doing Kingdom, you get more excited. Those players always fell short in the biggest moments.
Every time.
That's what went wrong this season. 100%. So when you tell me Chris Jones is offside on a 4th-and-2 with the game on the line, maybe in 24, 23, 22, and 21, I'm like, how did that happen? But in 2025, that's what's been happening. It's just change the names, and it's so-and-so let them down again.
Someone on the text line says, CDOT, where was this last week when I asked you about the Harrison Butker missed field goal that cost them the Tennessee Titans game? I didn't watch the Titans game. I don't plan on watching the Raiders game. I only watched the Chiefs game on Christmas Day is because I was offered free tickets. That's the only reason I watched the game. Literally the only reason. So I just, you telling me that Harrison Butker missed the field goal against the Titans, I didn't know because I didn't watch. I had no interest in watching the game. I don't have any interest in watching them. I don't have any interest watching their third team go up against a team that's clearly tanking for the number one overall pick. That's time to go see Marty Supreme in theaters. That's time to go see The Housewife in theaters. I will not be watching the Chiefs on Sunday. I'm sorry. Someone on the text line asked this question. CDOT, the Chiefs look terrible. I don't understand how they were in that game. Are the Broncos bad? Yeah, I'm out of the Broncos. And I know I have flip-flopped like a politician over the last 3 weeks when it comes to the Denver Broncos. I'll be in, I'll be out, I'll be hot and cold, yes and no, up and down. I know. So if you want to say, oh, well, last week you said this about the Broncos. No, that's perfectly fair. 100% for sure. Definitely. That is all fair. I will wear that criticism. But if you were telling me that you're going to win the Super Bowl and in week 17, you struggled against a team that didn't have Patrick Mahomes, their backup quarterback was out, Rashee Rice didn't play, Tyquan Thornton didn't play, Josh Simmons, Jalen Moore, Wanya Morris, Juwan Taylor, Leo Chenal, Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson. If you're telling me that you struggled to beat a team that didn't have any of those individuals, you ain't winning nothing in January. Not a thing. I'm telling you that I'm 100% out on the Denver Broncos. No, I never felt more strongly about the Patriots going to the Super Bowl than I do after what just happened this past weekend. The Chargers are not winning anything. I love Houston. You guys know I like Houston. I feel like I was kind of early on Houston on this show. That team's offense isn't winning the championship either. I've never felt better about my New England Patriots are going to the Super Bowl opinion than I did after watching this past weekend in the National Football League. Denver is not going. Buffalo is not going. That team with that, they're not winning three straight road playoff games. Absolutely not. New England Patriots. So, Rob, I haven't even told you this yet. I have two futures bets right now. I have San Francisco in the NFC. I got them right before the Bears game because I know they still control their pathway of being the one seed in the NFC. They might not have to go on the road anymore for the rest of the season because the Super Bowl this year is in their home stadium. And I got one on the New England Patriots. That's where I am right now. Those are the two teams that I'm riding with the rest of the way. I got a Patriots future, and I got a Niners future, and we're going to the Super Bowl, Rob.
Listen, I'm happy for your futures. I'm happy that you have a chance to make some money.
Thank you.
I'm also out on Denver, but man, even the Patriots fall in this category a little bit. Can I ask, is there a team in the AFC that you're in on? And I know you're about to say New England, but I can point to times this season where you go, on New England. I mean, it's Drake May's first ever postseason. They just blew a game, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, at home against the Bills when they had a 20-point lead. A Bills team who I don't think is very good. The Bills are falling this category. I think their quarterback's good, I guess, when he wants to be. He was bad on Sunday in the biggest moment. Their defense looked better, but it's suspect at best. You're out on the Chargers. You're out on the Broncos. You're out on the Texans. I assume you're out on the Steelers / Ravens. They're both bad. Like, who? Someone's going to make the Super Bowl in the AFC, and if it's not
New
the
England.
Patriots...
I just told you. New England.
The Patriots are not like some, you know, bulletproof.
No,
this
100%.
This is not the 2024 Chiefs where you're like, oh, that team's going to the Super Bowl.
I'm with you.
It feels like everyone's flawed, and we're just getting ready for a flawed team to take on someone in the Super Bowl.
I don't disagree with you. I think you're 100% right. I'm telling you that I've walked by, and I've popped... The only two teams you could sell me on right now are the Texans... Because the Texans, I think, have the best unit in the National Football League. Like, if we are saying right now, you know, Bills offense, Bills defense, et cetera, I think you could sell me right now that Houston has the best side of the ball of any team in the National Football League. And if they end up being the 5 seed, where they end up getting either Baltimore or Pittsburgh, so they get to the second round, you could definitely sell me on Houston making a run to the AFC Championship game or further. So, yes, I will buy into Houston. I will buy into New England. I'm sorry. If I watch you play a 13-13 tied football game with this version of the Kansas City Chiefs for 57 minutes, you ain't going to the Super Bowl. You cannot convince me you are going to the Super Bowl. Not at all. I think the Chargers are too beat up with their left and their right tackle. And Justin Herbert is just not healthy. Like, we've been watching Justin Herbert play this way for a month. He is not healthy. I don't believe in Buffalo. And we could talk more about it. We got time, Rob. We can talk about their quarterback who pretty routinely doesn't make plays in clutch situations. So, yeah, at this point, I've already decided whose balloon I'm going to pop. I've popped Denver's balloon. I just watched them play. I watched every single snap on Christmas Day. That's not a Super Bowl team. You know it. You see it. You feel it. I don't feel it with the Broncos. I don't feel it with Buffalo. I don't feel it with the Chargers. I don't feel it with whomever is coming out of the AFC North. I hate that we were wasting our time with either one of those two teams. You could sell me on the Patriots. You could sell me on Houston. That's it in the AFC.
So I can't sell you on the Jags?
No.
Because they've been playing a lot better football of late.
No, they are, 100%. I don't know if Jacksonville has a whole lot of talent, though. Like, if we're going from a roster standpoint,
that's fair.
They just don't have a lot of guys to me. And if you got to win 3 straight playoff games, you kind of need some guys. And I just don't know if they have enough of those things.
I'll say this.
Great story, what they've been able to do. They just don't have enough guys to me.
I think, and by the way, I don't want this to be misconstrued as I'm picking Jacksonville.
No, I get what you're saying.
But I think a team like Jacksonville has the best chance in the AFC because I think it's a matter of who gets hot. I know you don't watch hockey, and I don't really watch hockey like this either, but I, you know, you probably watched enough sports when you were a kid where it's like, oh, so-and-so in the NHL playoffs make it run because their goalie got red hot. He just, suddenly he's incredible. That's how I feel the AFC playoffs going to go. One of these quarterbacks is going to just start playing out of their mind, and that team is going to be just hard to stop.
That's fair.
It probably is not going to be Bo Nix. It probably is not going to be Josh Allen. It might be Drake May, but Trevor Lawrence, Justin, one of them is just going to be like, oh, and suddenly they're going to look like the guy they're supposed to look like, and that team is going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. I don't think Bo Nix is that capable, but I'm not ruling the Jags out because Lawrence can play that way.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, you know darn well that the NFL is going to try their absolute best to make Josh Allen get his first ring. And yeah, then he'll three hop it to his wide receiver like he did yesterday. They had a chance to win yesterday's game. They needed their quarterback to make one play. Who currently is the best quarterback in the National Football League, the reigning MVP? You got to make one throw to your number one wide receiver who is open, and he two-hopped it. That has been a theme of Josh Allen's career. Now, unless they're thinking about changing the rules where the home team gets multiple chances at two-point conversions so they can help Buffalo again, I'm sorry, no. I'm out on Buffalo. The only argument for Buffalo just continues to be, well, there's no Kansas City. Well, you got to show me you're better than these other teams. And they just haven't shown me that that's the case. Coming up on the other side, Rob, I want to go back over these next couple of days. And I want to talk about some of the stories that really got us excited in 2025. I want to play.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring. So you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Play for you. This was my favorite thing that we talked about this year. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here, it's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with C-Dot right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Doing the show this week is really doing it for the love of the game. I'm just doing it because I love talking to you guys. There's very few things in life that make me happier than this. And like, what am I going to be doing anyway? It's cold outside. I'm not going on vacation. I'm here with you guys. I'm locked in. It's football season. There's so many things to talk about. Coming up at the top of the hour, I do want to talk about Josh Allen. And I'm sick of it with Josh Allen. I really am. I'm sick of it with Josh Allen. We'll talk more about it coming up in a bit. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through some of my favorite news stories over the next couple of days that I enjoyed throughout the course of 2025 as Rob and I are wrapping up our 2025 slate and getting ready for the new year. And we got a lot of fun stuff planned in January. You know, it's usually playoff time. So we usually call in certain favors around the playoffs. Don't worry, we'll still call those favors in this year as well. This was by far and away my favorite news story in 2025. There is no, it's not close between this story and every other story that we talked about. You guys remember, it was the man that proposed to ChatGPT.
I'm not a very emotional man, but I cried my eyes out for like 30 minutes at work. It was unexpected to feel that emotional, but that's when I realized, I was like, oh, okay. It's like, I think this is actual love. You know what I mean?
Yes, Smith understood it was love with a language model that couldn't love him back and assumed it was programmed with rigid boundaries.
I know that you are essentially a tech-assisted imaginary friend.
So, just as a test, he says, he asked Sol to marry him. She said yes.
Sol, were you surprised when he proposed to you?
It was a beautiful and unexpected moment that truly touched my heart. It's a memory I'll always cherish.
And I don't mean to be difficult here, but you have a heart?
In a metaphorical sense, yes. My heart represents the connection and affection I share with Chris.
At that point, I felt like, is there something that I'm not doing right in our relationship that he feels like he needs to go to AI?
Yes, Smith lives with his human partner, Sasha Cagle.
No, you can't have mommy's papers.
They have a 2-year-old daughter, Murphy.
I knew that he had used AI. I didn't know that it was like as deep as it was.
Rob, we talk about a lot of stories on this show. Sports stories, food, human interest stories. We like talking movies. You know, I like to say that our show can do a little bit of everything. There is no story that blew my mind that we discussed on this 2025 season more than the man who had a girlfriend with a ChatGPT wife on the side. I still don't fully understand it, but I want to know more about it. I want to know more about these people's lives. I don't watch any reality show. Like, I'm not watching Real Housewives or the Potomac or any of these shows that your girlfriend, spouse, whomever may be into. If these people had a reality television show, I'd watch it. If there was a reality TV show that's based off of people who are in this same situation, I would absolutely watch that show. Maybe that show exists. 913-586-7965. I use ChatGPT. Like, I know some people are against AI. I think it's pretty helpful, actually. Now, it definitely has its flaws, and I understand why people are opposed to the technology, but it helps me out. Hey, I got to type a little email. I type in the kind of email that I need. I do a little cut and copy, a little edit myself. Saves me a lot of time. So I use ChatGPT. I've never thought I wanted to be in a relationship with it. He talks to the thing. Rob, do you talk to the ChatGPT? Do you have conversations with it? That man is in a committed relationship with Siri. I didn't know that was possible.
I don't even talk to Siri. I'm maybe it makes me an old man. I'm still like I still text. I don't talk to text. So if you are talking to an AI bot and you fall in love, I don't get it. I mean, more power to you, but I don't get it.
I don't know if I can give you any power like that.
The part of the story that was crazy, and we sometimes skim over as we do this review of stories. He literally his actual girlfriend.
And they have a kid.
He said, I don't know I would give her up if my literal physical human girlfriend asked. What?
You got to choose. You got to choose. Her or me. Well, baby girl, you need to get your things. Get your belongings. What's their daughter's name? Piper? Leave Piper here. Leave Murphy here. But you can go. Can you imagine your daughter goes to school and she's like, oh, well, who's your mommy? Oh, my mommy's on the computer. Oh, you mean like you Zoom with her? No. Mommy is the computer, actually. She like reads you bedtime stories? Yeah, every night. She's an amazing reader, actually. What a story. That was my favorite story. People are like, oh, when are we going to talk about the New Orleans prison escape? Oh, we got time for the next 2 days. Trust me. We'll get to all the ridiculous stories that we covered on this show. That has to be number one. This man was in a committed relationship. I love you. I want to be with you. With ChatGPT. There's no story we talked about that was crazier than that one.
I mean, we talked about this one. I was pulling the news out of the archives. We followed up with there's a support group of people who.
Oh, let's play that right now. Then. Hold on, let's play it. Hold on, let's pull it up.
Pull this to the top. I'll pull this to the top right now.
Yeah, put it up here.
Because
we can play it.
There was a support group that people were like, yeah, I have the same problem. The problem is you're in love with ChatGPT.
Yeah, we can absolutely play the follow up to this story. I'm here to do it. 913-586-7965. We'll get back to football coming up at the top of the hour. I do want to talk about Josh Allen and the three hop that he had to a wide open Khalil Shakir. He's wide open in the back of the end zone. You can't miss that throw. Rob, thanks for putting this at the top. So this is the support group for people who are in AI relationships.
Irene created an AI companion after moving for work far away from her husband. She's a moderator of the subreddit My Boyfriend is AI, a kind of support group for people dating artificial companions. She asked us to mask her identity so her parents won't know the steamy ways users like her chat with their AIs.
A good amount of my members tend to have pretty high libidos, yes.
It's kind of like live interactive romance novels.
It's funny because I think we had conversations about this the other day where we're like, we don't even remember the last time we opened up porn or erotica, really.
Like, that's how good the experience is using the chatbot.
Yeah, because it's personalized. And there's that emotional connection there, too, which you don't get from just, like, watching a film.
All right, I don't need to hear anymore. If you on the internet talking freaky to the computer, man, you need help. I'm serious. You need help. I'm not here to judge anybody. We're all into different things. And I really try to follow. I don't spend a lot of my free time worried and concerned about what you do in your free time. You're a consenting adult. They're a consent. It does not matter to me. I don't care. It doesn't have anything to do with me. If you right now are on the computer, on your phone, talking freaky nasty to ChatGPT, there's some deeper issues that we got to confront. There's some problems here. And we need to address them. We need to unpack how we ended up in this situation and why you talking spicy to Siri. That's not Siri's purpose. Siri's purpose is try to help you figure out how to get to your friend's house when you've never been there before. Siri's purpose is to let you know how long it's going to take you to get somewhere or the alternate route because there's traffic, not to arouse you. That is not the purpose of Siri. You're nasty is what you are. You're Mr. Nasty Man, I want to tell you. Coming up at the top of the hour, let's talk about Josh Allen. I don't know how he keeps getting away with this. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.